Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 32.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The sergeant at arms will close the doors. Members and visitors are asked to please silence all electronic devices. This morning's prayer will be offered by Representative Quick. We ask members and our guests in the gallery to please stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance thereafter. Good morning, Representative Quick.
Good morning, how are you?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and good morning to everyone. While acknowledging Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, may we pause for a moment of silence for others who believe differently. Our Father, what a privilege it is to know you and to be known by you. We bow before you this morning as an act of worship and in obedience to your command to bring our petitions before you because you care for us. We open our hearts, minds, and souls to receive from you all the things you have for us today. We consider it a blessing to know that your goodness and mercy are with us all the days of our lives. We extend our sympathies and heartfelt condolences to Atlanta and Boulder and to all the places on this globe where people are hurting because of the presence of evil. As we commence to do the people's business, Lord, please keep us ever reminded that we could do nothing without you. Be with us, lead us, and inspire us to greatness, all for your glory. Bless your holy name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, is recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for March 22nd has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Hall moves the journal for March 22nd be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is so approved. Members, the chair is going to take up committee reports. A number of these bills are going to be added to today's calendar. Representative Hall, recognized, send forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Hall, Rules, Calendar, and Operation of the House Committee Report. House Bill 68, GSC Licensing Board and Commissioners Rule Crimes, favorable.
Calendar for today.
House Bill 130, East Coast Greenway State Trails, favorable.
Calendar for today.
House Bill 136, Encourage Healthy Instant Foods in Schools, favorable.
Calendar for today.
House Bill 143, Swain County Sheriff Vacancies, favorable.
Calendar for today.
House Bill 161, Address Abandoned and Death Vehicle AB, favorable.
Committee Substitute 1, calendar for today.
House Bill 164, Greensboro De-Annexation Rockwell Nose Satellite and Annexation Cap, favorable.
Committee Substitute 1, calendar for today.
House Bill 183, Juvenile Court Counselor Sensitivity Training AB, favorable.
Committee Substitute 1, calendar for today.
House Bill 217, Utilities Commission Tech and Additional Changes, favorable.
Committee Substitute Number 1, calendar for today.
House Bill 224, Occupational Therapy Interstate Compact, favorable.
Calendar for today. Representative Hall from Rules Committee recognized, sent forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Hall, Rules Calendar and Operations of the House Committee Report. House Bill 243, UNC Legislative Priorities, COVID-19 Impact, Favorable Committee Substitute Number 2, Unfavorable Committee Substitute Number 1.
Committee Substitute Number 1, placed on the unfavorable calendar. Committee Substitute Number 2, calendar for today.
House Bill 324, Plan A for Charter Schools, Favorable Committee Substitute, Unfavorable Original Bill.
Original Bill, Unfavorable Calendar, Committee Substitute Calendar. At this point, Mr. Clerk, Chair intends to calendar it for tomorrow. We'll just say calendar 36B for right now. We'll check with the bill sponsors on that.
introduction bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
Representative Bradford, House Bill 338, Kane Center for the Arts Funds.
Appropriations and favorable rules.
Representatives White, Lambert, Cunningham, House Bill 339, Private Duty Nursing Workforce Stability, Medicaid.
Health, if favorable appropriations and favorable rules.
Representatives Bradford and Carney, House Bill 340, Advisory Council on PANS and PANDAS.
Families, Children, and Aging Policy, of favorable health, the favorable rules.
Representatives White and Strickland, House Bill 341, Protection from Online Impersonation.
Judiciary 1, of favorable rules.
Representatives Butler, Von Hafen, Bachman, and Brown, House Bill 342, Building Code, Electric Vehicle Charging Station.
Local government land use planning, if favorable rules.
Representatives Austin, Moray, Hawkins, and Martin, House Bill 343, statewide commuter rail study.
Transportation, if favorable rules.
Representatives Ark, Hardister, Hannick, and Meyer, House Bill 344, system development fees update.
Finance, if favorable, local government, if favorable rules.
Representatives Austin, Moray, Hawkins, and Reeves, House Bill 345, grant for National Historic Property.
Appropriations, if favorable, rules.
Representative Bradford, House Bill 346, Down Syndrome Programs Funds.
Appropriations, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Ball, Cunningham, Ager, and Cooper Suggs, House Bill 347, Healthy Students, Nurses in Every School.
Appropriations, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Adcock, Lambert, Gill, and Farkas, House Bill 348, Add School Nurses for Healthier Students.
Education, K-12, if favorable, health, if favorable, rules. Representatives Mr. Clark, clerk will suspend. Mr. Clark, on the prior bill, 347, after the referral to appropriations, please add in a referral to the Committee on Health and then to rules. The court may continue.
Representatives Brody and McNeil, House Bill 349, Traffic Control Training Program.
Transportation, if favorable, Judiciary 3, if favorable, Education, Community Colleges, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Garrison and Willingham, House Bill 350, Warren County Occupancy Tax.
Local government, if favorable, finance, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Dixon, Lambert, White, and Moss, House Bill 351, Clifford's Law.
Health, if favorable, state government, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Bradford, Mills, Moffitt, and Richardson, House Bill 352, Hotel Safety Issues.
Judiciary 1, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Lambert and Zachary, House Bill 353, Winston-Salem, Forsyth Board of Education, stagger terms.
Local government, if favorable, election law and campaign finance reform, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Majeed, Insko, Moore, and Harrison, House Bill 354, Hate Crime Prevention Act.
Judiciary 1, if favorable, rules.
Representative Davis, House Bill 355, Firefighting Phone Registry.
State government, if favorable, rules.
Representative Destin Hall, House Bill 356, Speaker, President Pro Tempore, Appointments 2021.
Rules counter and operations of the House.
Representative Torbett, House Bill 357, Gaston County Public Notices.
Local government, if favorable, finance, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Brody, McElrath, Wheatley, and Dixon, House Bill 358, Save Women's Sports Act.
Judiciary 1, if favorable, education, universities, if favorable, education, K-12, if favorable, rules. The House will come to order. We're going to take up our calendar. House Bill 110, the clerk will read.
Representatives Hannick and Brody, House Bill 110, a bill to be entitled an act increasing the building permit exemption threshold for single-family residents and farm buildings. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
This is a third reading on the roll call. I believe it was previously debated. Question for the House is the passage of House Bill 110 on third reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Bell, the House Majority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Republican members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce the vote on their behalf. Representative Brendan Jones, aye. Representative Rogers, aye. Representative Willis, aye. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Are the following members on the floor on the Republican side, Representatives Kidwell, Pless, Zachary, and Sauls, they still here yet? Just, chair sees them. Vote's still open, so. House Minority Leader, Representative Reeves, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Representative Alexander, aye. Representative Brockman, aye. Representative Carney, aye. Representative Fisher, aye. Representative Graham, aye. Representative Harrison, aye. Representative Lucas, aye. Representative Martin, aye. Representative Pierce, aye. And Representative Terry, aye.
Clerk lock machine record the vote. 113 having voted in the affirmative and one the negative. House Bill 110 passes third reading, will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 219, the clerk will read.
Representatives Arp, Paré, Zilker, and Watford, House Bill 219, a bill to be entitled Amend Water Sewer Rate Adjustment Mechanisms, General Assembly of North Carolina enacted.
Gentleman from Union, Representative Arp, recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Ladies and gentlemen, this bill is coming to you. We've been working on this bill for about 4 years. And what this bill does is that it allows a water and sewer investment plan mechanism as an alternative rate that will attract capital to North Carolina to invest in our ailing water and sewer systems. This water and sewer investment plan is an alternative mechanism, and if approved, would receive rates reflective of the needed infrastructure and investment authorized by the commission. This legislation would be a proactive process for addressing the aging infrastructure and emerging water quality issues authorized by the commission to approve a 3-year investment plan upon which water and sewer rates would be based. Right now, it's estimated that drinking systems need $10 to $15 billion of investment, and wastewater systems need $7 to $11 billion of investment and capital. What this does for the consumer is that this controls costs by minimizing rate cases and encourage water and sewer investments to address the regulatory lag. The second thing that this does is that it allows planning for future needs. The water and sewer investment would allow customers, public staff, and commission to review and provide future capital and operational plans. It provides for capping the rates, holding companies accountable, and consumer protections. Historically, this is a spend and recover approach where water and wastewater companies would invest in capital and then seek a rate case to review to recover their cost. But what this plan is an alternative plan which encourages them to address the infrastructure and replacement of water safety and reliability issues on a proactive basis. This was developed with the public utility staff. We worked through and addressed all of their concerns and mechanisms. And so I ask for your support on the bill, and I stand for questions.
Representative Belt, the chair is in possession of an amendment. The chair has reviewed that along with the rules chair, and I think the effect of that amendment would basically be to gut the bill and make it a study bill. So the chair would rule the amendment not germane. If the lady wants to still speak to it, the chair will be glad to let the lady speak to it, but the amendment would just not be germane. It essentially just guts the bill. Does the lady wish to debate the amendment at all? Or just to speak it on the bill? Debate the bill, I'd say.
Yes, I
as recognized, debate the bill.
I had done an amendment. Had I had that amendment gone through, what I was going to talk about is the fact that in my district, I have two communities that have come to me because they have excessive rates. They do not feel that they've been heard. They have organized and are requesting that there is a rate change or that they have an ability to talk about the rates. They had filed complaints, formal complaints. I spoke to a gentleman last night who had, and on a technicality, it was dismissed and not heard. They had organized their HOA and hired an attorney, but they said the problem is that it is so complex that it also was dismissed and not heard. They request, they're saying that those promises from the private utility water company have not been met. They have some of the residents who are paying $300 per month for the water. And in this development that is in my community, that is solely for the residents. The HOA actually supplies the water for all of the landscaping. So when we're being asked to look at this, some of the consumers and some of the people, and this is across the state, what's happening is these water companies are going into communities, and rightly so, and it needs to be looked at, because we do have infrastructures for water and sewer that need to be addressed. And some of the communities in North Carolina do not have the wherewithal to be able to do that, so they are turning to these companies. The only thing that I think that should happen, and it hasn't to the fullest extent, is to let customers and consumers who have these utilities to go ahead and look at that, make sure that a multi-rate change, make sure that the banding and the increases are something that coincides, and that we do have enough consumer protection to make sure that this, for my ratepayers, for ratepayers across North Carolina, that we're doing it the proper way. There is a place for this, but we need a little bit more examination on what exactly that is. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
The amendment will be returned to the lady. For what purpose, the gentleman from Union, Representative R. Price.
Speaker, second time on
the gentleman bill. Has for debate the bill second time.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is exactly why I'm for this and why I helped author with my colleagues this thing. What this alternative rate making process does is it does a couple of things. Number one, it caps the rate of increase at 5% for year 2 and 3. And number two, what it does is actually put in place, should the commission allow this alternative mechanism to go forward, and it's a choice. The Utilities Commission could deem that it's not appropriate and not allow that. But should they allow this, it actually puts in place performance measures and mechanisms that would require them to meet on an annual basis to make sure that the progress is moving appropriately through. It requires refunding if you get over collections on these rates, and is for all the things that my great colleague Representative Belk mentioned, that why I think this is a great alternative program for the water and wastewater systems, and with that I encourage your support. Thank you.
For what purpose, the gentleman from Brunswick, Representative Isler, rise.
A short question to the bill sponsor.
Representative Arp, gentleman yield?
Certainly.
He yields.
Representative Arp, I have to confess I did not read all the way down to Section 2G until now. Could we be accused of increasing rates or allowing the increase of rates by that 5% going to 7.5%?
I don't believe that's within the purview of the commission as they adopt each of the plan. And I think what you see is that this is a proactive plan. Historically, what we have is a build and recover model where these water and sewer companies invest in the capital and then go to the utility commission to seek a return in the terms of rate. Instead, what this does is reduce the regulatory lag. We've worked with the public staff to put bands on there so they don't over-earn, actually cap in year two and three the mechanisms, and work on a proactive basis to address the performance measures associated with these.
Follow up.
Gentlemen, you have an additional question?
So this is more the commission can allow a interest increase, not a rate increase. Is that what?
That's right.
In layman's terms. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Orange, Representative Meyer, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to speak to the bill.
Gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to do my best Pricey Harrison impersonation since she's not here and tell you how much I like about this bill before I tell you why I'm not going to vote for it. Moving to multi-year rate making is a big change for North Carolina, and I appreciate Representative Eiler asking about it because it is a change that says that you're going to have a rate, and then you can go above that rate to a certain extent for certain circumstances without going back to the Public Utilities Commission. And we've never let that happen before because the Public Utilities Commission has always been the mechanism that we put in place to protect consumers so that public utilities can't just raise the rates without going through some sort of review. Going to this band making opens the door to a different approach and does have, it is going to lead to rate increases for some consumers somewhere, sometime. It definitely is going to. Is it the hope, I think, and what I think that the gentleman who worked on drafting, Representative Harper, Representative Zoka, and others did so well, is that we get a trade-off benefit out of it. We hope that because they don't have to go back to the Public Utilities Commission every year, which is an expensive process in and of itself, that the trade-off means that somehow consumers get lower rates out of this because they're not having to pay all of that administrative and costs and lawyers' fees, et cetera. But we don't know if that's true, which is why Representative Belk wanted to introduce a study bill. What I do appreciate most about what Representative Arp included in the bill is that he did include these strong provisions where the Public Utilities Commission does still play a role. It's different than the multi-year rate making that we had proposed last year in Senate Bill 559, and that's a good step forward in us trying to make this a better model if we're going to use this model. And then finally, the bigger concern here, as Representative Art pointed out, and as I think we should all address, is that our water infrastructure is crumbling. I mean, the billions of dollars that he just referenced of what we need to do to take care of water infrastructure in North Carolina, and this bill may help with that, but it certainly isn't going to solve a problem of many, many billions of dollars. We need to make sure we come back to that in earnest with a different approach. Thank you.
For what purpose? The gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Zoka Rice.
Speak on the bill.
The gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. One thing I just heard my good friend, Representative Meyer, talk about was the cost involved. There are different utilities that are managed by the Utilities Commission that go ahead, see them for rate increases. Public water companies, in some cases in the past, just the fact that they have to go every year makes rates increase no matter what the decision is. I mean, think about that one for a minute, because the cost of going in front of the commission is so high, I'll say it again, that some water utilities have to raise the rates just to pay for the cost of the attorneys to go in front of the Utilities Commission to state their case for a rate increase based on things like pipes and, you know, plants and things like that. So I know that this chamber in the past has debated other multi-year rate plans for other utilities, and I have had a different position on those other things. But in this one, the reason I signed on to this bill was I'm about ratepayers and by keeping the cost as low as we possibly can. And these private water companies, they are not without fault. They're not perfect. There's no company that's perfect. But in this case, my belief is that if this bill is signed into law, it will have downward or at least neutral pressure on rates, which is really what we should be focusing on here. And how do we protect the ratepayers from rates increasing just for the fact that you have to go and pay for, no disrespect to the attorneys here, but it costs a lot to go there. So I find myself repeating myself. Hopefully you'll vote for the bill. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? Not. The question for the House is the passage of House Bill 219 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk, open the vote. Representative Bell, House Majority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Republican members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce the vote on their behalf. Representative Brandon Jones, aye. Representative Rogers, aye. Representative Willis, aye. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Reeves, the House Minority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members will be entering votes. Representative Alexander, no. Representative Brockman, no. Representative Carney, no. Representative Fisher, no. Representative Graham, no. Representative Harrison, no. Representative Lucas, yes. Representative Martin, no. Representative Pierce, no. Representative Terry, no.
Clerk will lock the machine, record the vote. 74 having voted in the affirmative, 40 in the negative. House Bill 219 passed a second reading. Will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina enact.
Question for the House is the passage of House Bill 219 on its third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. House Bill 219 having passed its third reading will be sent to the Senate. For our purpose, the gentleman from Wake, Representative Jones, rise.
Mr. Speaker, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
If I may, I'd like to change my vote on 110 to a yes.
The gentleman be recorded as having voted aye on House Bill 110. For what purpose does the lady from Pitt, Representative Smith, rise?
Mr. Speaker, I would like to move to suspend Rule 24C so that I can change my vote from Wednesday on House Bill 172, term limits for Congress, and would like to explain the need for the suspension.
Just a moment. Let me confer with the clerk and obtain the bill. Could the lady please repeat the bill number?
172.
172?
Yes, HB 172.
Representative Smith, if the lady would please approach, want to confer with the clerk. Representative Smith, the lady is recognized to explain the basis of the motion. And for the members, I will tell you the member has explained it to the satisfaction of the chair. The lady may speak on the matter.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chair. I was indeed here and present in my seat, and I guess I pressed the button way too soon, and my vote was not recorded at all, so I would like to be recorded as a no. for HB 172. Thank you.
Okay. Without objection, so ordered. What purpose does the gentleman from Mecklenburg, Representative Brown, rise?
Inadvertently pressed my button, Mr. Speaker. Apologize about that.
Okay. House Bill 68, Corporal Reed.
Representative Davis, House Bill 68, a bill to be entitled an act to eliminate provisions of broadly criminalized violations of rules of certain licensing boards and commission, and to make technical and conforming amendments in the surrounding language and recommend the General Statutes Commission, General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
The gentleman from New Hanover, Representative Davis, has the floor to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, this comes to you as a recommendation from the General Statutes Commission. The General Assembly directed the Commission to conduct a study and make recommendations regarding whether any crimes defined by rule or ordinance should instead be defined by statute. The Commission believes that enacting this bill would be a first step to reducing the number of crimes defined by rule. It's all part of recodification of our criminal statutes. The Commission circulated a draft to all licensing boards and commissions affected by this bill. None of the boards and commissions have objected to any part of the bill. The Commission also published drafts of the bill on its website and got no negative comments whatsoever. Received a unanimous favor report in the Committee on State Government, Judiciary 1, and the Rules Committee, and I ask for your support. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, question for the House, passage of House Bill 68 on the second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. President Bell, House Majority Leader, recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Republican members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to act, announce the vote on their behalf. Representative Brendan Jones, aye. Representative Rogers, aye. Representative Willis, aye. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Reeves, the House Minority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And we'll be entering votes for these following representatives. Representative Alexander, aye. Representative Brockman, aye. Representative Carney, aye. Representative Fisher, aye. Representative Graham, aye. Representative Harrison, aye. Representative Lucas, aye. Representative Martin, aye. Representative Pierce, aye. And Representative Terry, aye.
Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 116 having voted in the affirmative, none. The negative. House Bill 68 passed its second reading and will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 68 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 68 having passed third reading. Order sent to the Senate. House Bill 130. The clerk will read.
Representatives White, Miguel, Raff, and Strickland, House Bill 130, a bill to be entitled an act to authorize the addition to the East Coast Greenway in general from Eastern North Carolina and the state park system, General Assembly of North Carolina enacted.
Lady from Johnston, Representative White, recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. A state trail is an official part of the state park system and so must be authorized by the General Assembly, and that is why I am asking you to authorize it today. The East Coast Greenway is a national trail in development that spans 3,000 miles from Maine to Florida. It is a multi-use trail for the abled and the disabled. The spine route passes through the triangle, then touches the sand hills before entering Bethel. It runs along the coastal plain following the Cape Fear River all the way to Wilmington. The coastal route extends from South Virginia, South from Virginia and follows the North Carolina coast linking Greenville and Jacksonville before continuing south into Wilmington to join the Spine Route. The Spine Route is 365 miles. The complementary coastal route is 425 miles. The Triangle is the most complete metro area of the entire East Coast Greenway. About 75 miles of continuous greenway stretch from North Durham through Cary, Raleigh, and all the way to Clayton. It would, House Bill 130 will designate the East Coast Greenway as an official state trail and unit of the state park system. The designation would also further the development of the North Carolina as a great trail state, which is a goal of NCDOT to have all 100 counties connected with a shared path. It would you all would be leaving a legacy if you vote for this today for legislators to create not just a new state trail, but a new unit of the state of North Carolina park system for use for generations to come. Currently, there are 9 state trails in North Carolina. This would be the 10th. Other than the Mountains to the Sea Trail, all the other state trails are in the western part of the state. The ECG would be the second trail to cover central and coastal North Carolina and the first to run north and south through eastern North Carolina. The benefits to the community are economic development, promote exercise and healthy active lifestyles, form of active transportation for short and medium distance trips. Trails are linear parks that conserve and protect land, outdoor recreation opportunities for all, and during the COVID-19 pandemic, the ECG has been a hugely important resource for the physical and mental health of the communities along the route. I just have a personal note. When my mom was a little girl, during the Depression, she went down to Sam's Creek, and that was her respite. So today I'm asking you to give North Carolina a respite, especially eastern North Carolina, by voting for this bill. Sam's Creek will be a part of the ECG.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House, passage of House Bill 130 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. President Bell, House Majority Leader is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Republican members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce a vote on their behalf. Representative Brendan Jones, aye. Representative Rogers, aye. Representative Willis, aye. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Rees, the House Minority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And the following members will be entering votes. Representative Alexander, aye. Representative Brockman, aye. Representative Carney, aye. Representative Fisher, aye. Representative Graham, aye. Representative Harrison, aye. Representative Lucas, aye. Representative Martin, aye. Representative Pierce, aye. Representative Terry, aye.
Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 114 having voted in the affirmative, 1 in the negative. House Bill 130 passed the second reading, will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina enact.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 130 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 130 having passed third reading will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 136. Clerk will read.
Representatives Howard, Elmore, Setzer, and Dixon, House Bill 136, a bill to be entitled Encourage Healthy NC Food in Schools, General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Who's handling this bill? Representative Howard, would the lady like to debate her bill? House Bill 136. Lady has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I appreciate the opportunity. What we're going to talk about today is this little bottle of juice. and it's called muscadine grape juice. It is not the muscadine wine. it's the juice, and it is something that this bill simply gives the authority to have this juice in all of the public schools, in all of the community colleges, and also in our upper universities. It's an option. It's healthy. It's has absolutely no sugar is added, and everything in this bottle is directly from the grape. And muscadine is the state fruit, and we need to help our growers, particularly the growers in the eastern part of the state, when folks were not able to grow tobacco any longer. The soil conditions were perfect to grow these grapes. It helps our growers, it helps our producers, and I would ask for your support, and I'll be glad to answer any questions.
For what purpose? Just a moment. The House will come to order. There are a lot of extra conversations that don't need to be happening while a member is debating the bill. Representative Howard, the lady's ready to take questions. Otherwise, finish debating the bill.
I am.
For what purpose does the lady from Wake, Representative Von Hafen, rise?
Speak on the bill, Mr. Speaker.
Lady has the floor to debate the bill.
Thank you. Well, I definitely support the idea of this bill, and I applaud Representative Howard for introducing it. Of course, we all want to encourage healthy North Carolina foods in our schools. I do have some concerns with this bill. According to the reading of the bill, what I see is that it's requiring public schools to make this grape juice available, and there's no funding to implement this bill. School nutrition programs buy in bulk, and they must purchase what most students are likely to consume. School nutrition programs are already required to buy juice, but actually grape juice is the least preferred juice among all students in North Carolina. If this juice isn't chosen by students, it will go to waste and the school will not be reimbursed. There is no doubt that it will benefit students, producers, and the local economy if school nutrition programs are able to provide local products to students. But the better way to do this would be to provide funding to school nutrition programs to purchase local products through the North Carolina Farm to School Program or other local sources. I ask you to vote no on this bill.
What purpose the lady from Carteret, Representative McElrath, rise? Representative Howard, does the lady wish to debate the bill again?
I would just ask that you support the bill. I can go in more depth with how the product is produced and sent to the schools. And I want you to just remember one thing. We don't grow oranges in North Carolina. We grow grapes. And that is what will help our growers and our producers of this native fruit, and I would ask for your support. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Cabarrus, Representative Pittman, rise?
Debate the bill.
Gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I can appreciate the desire to provide healthy options to children in school and that sort of thing, but I see the word shall in here. This looks to me like a mandate that I don't think we should do. It looks like creating a market that I don't think is really our responsibility. And so I'm going to have to vote no.
For what purpose does the lady from Orange, Representative Insko, rise?
To ask Representative Howard a question.
Representative Howard, does the lady yield?
Yes, sir.
She yields.
Could you tell me which schools are required to do this? Is it just public schools or charter?
No, ma'am. It's all schools. Provides to the bill identifies that it is for the charter schools, the regional schools, the laboratory schools, the schools of math and science, and so it applies to all schools in North Carolina.
Follow-up, please.
Yes, ma'am.
I yield additional questions. She yields.
Does it apply to all independent schools?
Yes, ma'am.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Iredell, Representative McNeely, rise?
To speak on the bill, please.
Gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
we constantly talk about wanting to back North Carolina agriculture. It's our number one industry. And here's our chance. The muscadine is our fruit, state fruit, and it's grown here in North Carolina. This will be a North Carolina product. I suggest that you support our number one industry. It always needs all of us purchasing from it to make it what it is today. Our farmers continue to struggle constantly. Here's another avenue to give them some revenue and income. So I suggest you support this bill. Don't vote against North Carolina farmers. Vote for them.
For what purpose does the lady from Durham, Representative Morey, rise?
To ask the bill sponsor a question.
Representative Howard, is the lady yield?
Yes.
She yields.
Thank you very much. Representative Howard, is there a quantity that each school is required to buy? It says they shall purchase, but is there a minimum, maximum, what they're...
No, ma'am, there isn't. And this is through the Department of Agriculture, North Carolina Grown, and I believe the it's in a 12-pack. I think there's 12 bottles in a carton, and that would be the start of what the schools would offer.
Thank you. Follow-up question?
Yes, ma'am.
Additional. She does.
So by the shall, does that mean every school shall buy at least the minimum 12-pack and have that on hand?
Well, that would be the starting point. And my understanding is that as of today, the Department of Agriculture is working with some of the producers, and there's also the possibility of exchange if the bottles don't sell. They don't have a date on them, contrary to the orange juice and the apple juice, which is concentrated, that does have a date. But these do not have a date on them. So, yes, ma'am. They can do an exchange of product.
One last follow-up, Ms. Thank you. Schools are able to purchase this grape now. Is that correct?
They are. It is a product that is now going under the Department of Agriculture as one of the preferred products that the Department of Agriculture will have available and make it available. But yes, the schools can purchase, but they're not under the North Carolina Grown provision right now. They will be with this bill.
Thank you. Speak on the bill.
Lady has the floor to debate the bill.
Thank you, and I appreciate the responses. I also am concerned about this mandate of shall. What is the quantity? What's the cost of the schools? Of course, we want to support North Carolina agriculture and healthy foods. Schools are able to buy these products now, this muscadine grape. Let's keep it the way it is. I think it's a great product. It's a good intent, but the mandate is problematic. Thank you.
For what purpose the gentleman from Wake, Representative Jones, rise?
To debate the bill.
Use that microphone there.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
I know in a courtroom you don't have that, but it's a little different environment here. The gentleman has the floor to debate the bill.
I'm trying to change my habits. I had a question, actually, for the sponsor.
All right. Let's do it that way. Representative Howard, the lady yield to a question from the gentleman from Wake.
Yes, sir.
She yields.
I'm curious to know whether there's any other product in the state that the legislature has commanded schools to buy and use.
Representative Jones, I'm going to take you back a few years. This product was offered in the school system a few years ago, and I'm not sure why it got removed or eliminated. There was no reason, and nobody else can explain why the product was eliminated. But without being rude or without telling you some things, many of the soft drink industries have come in and made contracts with various schools, and they offer billboards and things like that. Many of these products are not offered during certain hours in the schools, but these are the sugar-filled carbonated drinks that are not healthy for the kids in the school. The only thing that we're saying is that with the Department of Agriculture behind this and it being the state fruit of the state of North Carolina grown and processed here, that you're not going to see an additional cost to the nutrition program. We've tried to cover every base that we can. It's just the fact that we as members of this House choose to support your farmers, your growers, and your processors. I have one bottle here that's made by one particular vendor, but there's many of them across the state everywhere. And that's the objective of trying to get this product into the school systems. There's no harm to having this available, and all it does is help.
I thank you for that response. I'm going to ask you to the bill.
Gentleman's recognized to debate the bill.
I'm going to be long. I think the real problem here for me as a freshman is that I didn't know that we ever picked a product out of all the millions of products we could pick and put the imprimatur of the General Assembly on it. I think that would be a bad precedent and a real bad mistake, and I just rise to speak against the bill. Thank you.
For what purpose does the lady from Forsyth, Representative Baker, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, to ask the sponsor a question.
Representative Howard, lady yield?
Yes, sir.
She yields.
Representative Howard, do you know if there was a cost analysis conducted in terms of the pricing of the juice as compared to the orange juice, the apple juice, and the grape juice?
Actually, thank you for the question. I will remind you that this is not concentrated. This is total juice. The orange juice you're going to see has about 5% of real juice. The same with the apple. This is the same cost as the sugary products that you are now offering. There's no difference in the cost.
Ask the sponsor another question.
Lady, yield to additional question?
Absolutely.
She yields.
So when you say sugary drink, are you referring to something other than the concentrated orange and apple juice?
If you will look on your bottles of the 5% orange juice, 5% apple juice, it will say 5% juice, and there is sugar that's added to both of those products.
Okay. Question. One more question to the sponsor.
The members may continue the questions.
So, I'm not sure to which drink you are referring to in terms of the 5%. But are you? Did you know that in the school system, even though the apple and orange juice is concentrated, it is 100% juice. It is not 5% to which you refer. Were you aware of that?
No, ma'am, I haven't been able to find a bottle of apple juice or orange juice that says it's 100% juice. There's a lot of water and fillers that's put in there. Most of the product only has 5%, which is real juice. And this is different. This is 100% juice.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to debate the bill.
Lady has floor, debate the bill.
I too have some concern with us mandating a product and without correct information being provided. The juice that we currently offer in the school system is 100% juice. I also would say that if we begin to mandate certain products, even though we all want to support our local farmers, then we open the door to a plethora of mandates, particularly upon our school system, in which we are not in the business of doing. I think that there are other ways in which we can support our farmers that does not include mandating certain nutritional values. And also to speak to the fact that even though my colleague who presented information about sugary drinks, Coke products or sweet drink products, those are also partners in our school in which they give back to the school. And for our schools that don't have strong PTAs, they rely on those additional funds to help support programming in schools. So I would ask that we not support this bill, and in not supporting it, we're not saying that we don't support our local farmers. Thank you.
For what purpose does the lady from Surrey, Representative Stevens, rise?
To speak on the bill.
The lady has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, I hear all the discussion about mandates. Well, one, this simply says make it available. It doesn't say everybody has to have it. If you want to know about mandates, the federal government mandated a long time ago that every child in school from kindergarten through high school must have milk every day. Milk. My daughter went through school for those 12 years or 13 years she was there, and every day had to pick up a carton of milk and throw it away because she was required to have it. Now, if she could have had juice, she could drink it. She can't drink milk. So I agree with you. Mandates for a certain product that are required to be consumed by every student are bad. This simply says make this available as one of the options that children may have. Ask you support the bill.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Cabarrus, Representative Pittman, rise?
Speak a second time on the
bill. Gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I find the suggestion that I'm voting against farmers to be personally insulting, being the descendant of a long line of farmers, having done a lot of work when I was a teenager in tobacco farms, hanging tobacco, and have always been very supportive of farmers. That's not the point here. Yet be an option for the kids to decide which they want in the school, but the bill does not give the schools an option. This is a matter of actually using the power of the state to force the schools to do something. To me, this idea, I mean, it's a great idea to have the juice in the schools. And if the Agriculture Department wants to talk with the schools and encourage them to do that and work something out where they do that, that's fine. And I would encourage that. But this goes against, to me, the principles of free enterprise, to tell them, you have to do this. You have to choose this particular product to use. Yeah, we have milk in the schools, you know, but you're not told you have to buy it from Mayola or from Pet or from Seal Test or whoever, you know. And I think it's a great idea to have the juice in the schools, but it's not a great idea to force it on the school system. Thank you.
What purpose, gentleman from Wilkes, Representative Elmore, rise?
To debate the bill.
Gentleman has the floor.
I appreciate all of my free market-minded folks that are speaking today, even on the other side of the aisle. But the reality of it is, anybody that's worked in the schools and know a little bit about lunch programs, this is one of the most regulated things in existence. Mandates for milk, mandates for a certain amount of protein, certain things qualify. Those regulations got even stricter in the past 10 years to where what's happening in our cafeterias right now, it is difficult for them to buy local products because of the price point, because they have to meet all of the regulations associated with the school lunch program to get the reimbursements. A lot of this is from the federal level. We can't control the federal level. But our farm-to-school program is not as big as it used to be because of the federal regulations with the reimbursements. This is a way that we can help farmers. I wished our school lunches were more free enterprise. I think it would lower cost, but the reality of it is that they're not. This bill could help our muscadine farmers. It could help our fruit growers, people that grow apples, because it would give the availability that it would be on the purchasing list, even if it's 2 cents more an apple, to where the school systems can make the choice to purchase that apple, even if it's just 2 cents more, because it comes from a North Carolina grower. I think it is very important for our children to be exposed to North Carolina products, because if they're exposed to them, that means that they will enjoy them for a lifetime, or by choice. We're talking a lot about choice. They might not want them for the rest of their life, but I think it's our duty as the state legislator to try to expose them to North Carolina-grown products, because we are North Carolina, and we need to be proud of that and expose the kids to it in school. So I appreciate your support for Representative Howard's bill, and that's one reason why I primaried it, is for the kids and for the farmers. So, yes, it does relate to the farmers, because this will help in a small way them. So I'd appreciate a yes vote on this.
Question for the House is the passage of House Bill 136 on its second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote.
It does, but it's not 100%
ownership. Representative Bell, House Majority Leader, recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Republican members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce the vote on their behalf. Representative Brandon Jones, aye. Representative Rogers, aye. Representative Willis, aye. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Reeves, House Minority Leader, recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members.
If I can have 1 minute, Mr. Speaker, yes, we'll be right with you.
Concentrates from USM Brazil.
Yeah, a lot of the groves in Florida got killed by the water in the last 40 years. That's a good point.
Mr. Speaker, we're prepared to deliver those votes.
The gentleman may announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members. The House will come to order so that the gentleman may be heard.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Alexander will not be voting. Representative Brockman, yes. Representative Carney, yes. Representative Fisher, no. Representative Graham, yes. Representative Harrison, no. Representative Lucas, yes. Representative Martin, no. Representative Pierce, yes. Representative Terry will not be voting.
Representative Reeves, the gentleman can approach. We just need to clarify whether those members who weren't voting wanted excused absences or to show as no voting. And that'll be fixed on the record. And members, for the purposes knowing the chair misjudged the length some of these bills are going to take. So the next bill we're going to take up is going to be 243, and the chair is going to remove the remaining bills to tomorrow's calendar. Clerk Lock Machine record the vote. 91 having voted the affirmative, 22 in the negative. House Bill 136 passed the second reading. Will be read a third time.
General Assembly of the North Carolina.
For what purpose, John from Onsley, Representative Shepherd Rice.
Mr. Speaker, I know we've already debated this, but I went down while you guys were debating this and bought a bottle of orange juice from downstairs in the snack bar. I think it was important to note it says Tropicana 100% juice, but then on the side in small letters it says orange juice from concentrated filtered water and orange juice concentrate and other natural flavors, and it denotes ingredients not found in regular orange juice. Also mentions that these concentrates come from the U.S. and also from Brazil. So it is 100% juice, but it's not all orange juice. Just want to mention that.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 136 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. juice is free in the state again. House Bill 136, having passed its third reading, will be sent to the Senate. Mr. Clerk, Chair is going to direct that House Bills 143, 161, 164, 183, 217, 224 be removed from today's calendar for tomorrow. House Bill 243, Corporal Reed.
Representatives Hollister, Hurley, Pickett, and Terry, House Bill 243, a bill to be entitled the UNC Legislative Priorities COVID-19 Impact, General Assembly of North Carolina Enact.
Gentleman from Guilford, Representative Hardister, recognize, debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, this is an agency request bill from the UNC system. We had a unanimous vote on this bill in the Universities Committee, I believe also unanimous vote in rules earlier today. The bill has four primary parts, and before I get to that, the substance of this bill, more or less, is a reaction to the COVID-19 pandemic and the financial difficulty that many of the, in fact, practically all of the UNC institutions have faced throughout the pandemic. Part one relates to a temporary salary reduction and flexible leave, and this would allow the president of the UNC system, or the authority could be delegated to the chancellors of the various institutions, to implement salary reductions. It would have to be across the board. It would not affect anyone who makes $45,000 a year or less. The variance could not be more than 20% in a base salary. Also, it would authorize the use of paid leave to offset all or a portion of the salary reduction. And that does sunset December 31 of 2022. Part two of the bill, this is a voluntary retirement, early retirement incentive program. And this does also sunset December 31, 2022. This would have to be done with non-state dollars, and it would apply to employees for the purposes of early retirement within the UNC system. And again, I said that does, yes, it does sunset December 31, 2022. Part three of the bill, human resources, policy flexibility, reorganizations. This essentially is a reduction in force, which universities can currently do. However, they have to go through the process of submitting that request to the State Office of Human Resources. This actually sounds a little bit worse than it is. The university system and the various institutions, they don't have any immediate plans to implement any kind of mass layoffs or reduction in force or anything like that. But this step of having to go through human resources takes time. They want to streamline that process. They would still have to report to human resources, but this would allow them to act a lot faster in that process if they're faced with a situation where they have a decline in revenue. And much of that revenue, of course, has been student fees and things like that. Then finally, part four of the bill, this relates to the state health plan, premiums for employees who have been furloughed or on temporary leave. This would allow the state to, the university system, to use non-state funds to pay the employees' portion of the premium so they can remain insured for the time in which they are furloughed or on temporary leave. Those are the four parts of the bill. That concludes my presentation. I appreciate your support. Thanks.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House, passage of House Bill 243 on second reading. Those in favor vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote.
Yes, sir.
Representative Bell, House Majority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Republican members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce a vote on their behalf. Representative Brendan Jones, aye. Representative Rogers, aye. Representative Willis, aye. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Reeves, House Minority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And the following votes will be entered. Representative Alexander, aye. Representative Brockman, aye. Representative Carney, aye. Representative Fisher, aye. Representative Graham, aye. Representative Harrison, aye. Representative Lucas, aye. Representative Martin, aye. Representative Pierce, aye. Representative Terry, aye.
The clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 116 having voted in the affirmative and one in the negative. House Bill 243 passes its second reading and will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 243 on its third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 243, having passed its third reading, will be sent to the Senate. Representative Hastings is recognized and forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Hastings, UNC Board of Governors Nomination Committee Report, House Resolution 310, House Board of Governors Election, favorable for adoption and re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Bills re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Members, we have concluded the votes that we will be taking today. We will be having a number of recorded votes tomorrow. Obviously, the bills that were not reached on today's calendar will be rolled over. There will also be a number of other bills coming out of the Rules Committee, so pay attention to the Rules Committee agenda, as I would expect most any bills that the Rules Committee takes up today to be added to tomorrow's calendar as well. And tomorrow's session will be at 3 p.m. tomorrow. For what purpose does the gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell, rise?
For an announcement.
The gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Republicans will caucus at 2:30 tomorrow. Please check your emails for location, but prepare for a caucus at 2:30 tomorrow, and please be prompt.
For what purpose does the lady from Randolph, Representative Hurley, rise?
A point of personal privilege.
The lady has the floor.
While we were home Saturday, my seatmate, Representative McElrath, had a happy birthday. Please support her. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Davidson, Representative Potts, rise?
For announcement.
The gentleman has the floor.
The Joint House and Senate HHS meeting will meet tomorrow morning at 8:30 at 421.
For what purpose, the gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, rise?
For announcement.
The gentleman has the floor.
House rules will meet at 6 o'clock this evening.
For what purpose, the gentleman from Mecklenburg, Representative Bradford, rise?
For a brief moment of personal privilege.
The gentleman has the floor.
So I have a lot of children, so I have yet another birthday in the Bradford household. My identical twins are 14 years old today. They're identical, but they're different in so many ways. I'm trying to teach these young ladies to be entrepreneurs. They have a little cleaning business called the Tidy Twins, because I told them you're never too good to clean someone else's toilet, and they better learn that now. So I want to wish a very happy birthday to Sophie and Macy Bradford. They turned 14. So to my horseback riding, TikTok loving, toilet cleaning twins, happy, happy birthday.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Wake, Representative Jones, rise?
Last vote on one.
Please use the mic.
Last vote on 243 to aye.
The gentleman's asking me to record as having voted aye on House Bill 243. So ordered. For what purpose does the gentleman from Brunswick, Representative Isler, rise?
For a brief announcement.
The gentleman has the floor.
The Transportation Committee, which was formally scheduled at 2 o'clock, has been canceled. I want to be sure you got the word. It has been canceled.
Further notices or announcements? If not, the gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House do now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, March 24th at 3 p.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Hall moves, seconded by Representative Hall, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene March 24th at 3 p.m., subject to the standard stipulation set in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The House stands adjourned.
Representative Davis is recognized to send forth a Judiciary 1 committee report. House Bill 271, eminent domain, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 271, re-referred to rules. House Bill 328, allow trade or exchange of spirituous liquor, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 328, re-referred to alcohol beverage control. Representative McNeil is recognized to send forth the Pensions and Retirement Committee report. House Bill 175, Retirement and Treasury Technical Corrections Act of 2021, Agency Bill, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 175, re-referred to Rules. House Bill 168, Retirement Administrative Changes Act of 2021, Agency Bill, favorable committee sub number 2, unfavorable to committee sub number 1, and re-referred. Committee substitute number 1, placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute number 2 for House Bill 168 is re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Representative Sauls is recognized to send forth the Commerce Committee report. House Bill 230, NC Managing Environmental Waste Act of 2020, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 230, re-referred to the Committee on Environment. House Bill 232, LRC Study, Affordable Housing, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 232, re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Representative Hannig and Watford are recognized to send forth a local government committee report. House Bill 236, amend Orange-Chatham County boundary line. Favorable and re-referred. House Bill 236, re-referred to the Committee on Finance. House Bill 303, Greensboro SBE residential streets speed. Favorable and re-referred. House Bill 303 is re-referred to the Committee on Commerce. House Bill 163, Treasury Administrative Changes Agency Bill. Favorable committee sub number 2, unfavorable committee sub number 1, and re-referred. Committee sub number 1 placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas committee substitute number 2 for House Bill 163 re-referred to the Committee on Rules. And House Bill 253, modify Burgaw TDA membership, favorable committee sub, unfavorable to the original bill, and re-referred. The original bill is placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 253 is ruled material, constituting its first reading. The bill has a serial referral to the Committee on Rules, which is stricken. A recommended referral to Finance is granted. The bill is referred to the Committee on Finance, and a serial referral to the Committee on Rules is added. Representative Adams and Yarborough recognized to send forth the Wildlife Resources Committee report. House Bill 101, adopt Haywood County as Elk Capital of North Carolina, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 101 will be re-referred to the Committee on Local Government. House Bill 181, Wildlife Resources Commission Amendments Agency Bill, favorable committee sub, unfavorable to the original bill and re-referred. Original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 181 will be re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Representative Davis is recognized to send forth the Judiciary 1 Committee report, House Bill 320, Modernized Remote Business Access, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill and re-referred. Original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar as committee substitute for House Bill 320, referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Representative Arpa and Soka are recognized to send forth the Energy and Public Utilities Committee report. House Bill 257, Joint Municipal Power Agencies Investments, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 257, re-referred to Finance. House Bill 245, Efficient Government Buildings and Savings Act, favorable comm sub, unfavorable to the original bill and re-referred. Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas committee substitute in House Bill 245, re-referred to Finance. House Bill 289, DIT Broadband Mapping Funds, favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill and re-referred. Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas committee substitute House Bill 289, re-referred to Appropriations. And House Bill 296, EV charging stations parking, favorable comm sub, unfavorable original bill and re-referred. Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas committee substitute for House Bill 296, re-referred to Transportation. On motion of the chair, House Bill 181 is withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House and recommitted to the Committee on Marine Resources and Aquaculture. Serial referral to Rules added. Representative Dustin Hall is recognized to send forth a committee report for the Rules Committee. House Bill 70, Historic School Preservation Act, favorable. House Bill 70, Calendar 36B for March 24th. House Bill 94, Graham County Occupancy Tax, favorable. House Bill 94, Calendar 36B for the 24th. House Bill 148, SBI Emergency Pen Register, Trap and Trace, favorable. House Bill 148, count 36B for the 24th. House Bill 238, prohibit possession of skimming device. Favorable. House Bill 238, calendar 36B for the 24th. House Resolution 310, House BOG elections, Board of Governors. Favorable. House Resolution 310, calendar 36B for the 24th. House Bill 356, Speaker, President pro tempore, appointments 2021. Favorable. House Bill 356, calendar 36B for March 24th. And Representative Blackwell and Torbett are recognized and sent forth an education K through 12 committee report. House Bill 249, Children with Disabilities Funding Formula, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 249 will be re-referred to the Committee on Appropriations. House Bill 32, Equity and Opportunity Act, favorable committee sub, unfavorable to the original bill and re-referred. Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 32 will be re-referred to the Committee on Appropriations Education. House Bill 69, Education on the Holocaust and Genocide, favorable committee sub, unfavorable to the original bill and re-referred. Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 69, see your referral to Committee on Rules is stricken. The recommended referral to Appropriations is granted, and the bill is referred to the Committee on Appropriations with a see your referral to the Committee on Rules added. House Bill 205, Abuse and Neglect Resources in Public Schools, favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill and re-referred. Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, committee substitute for House Bill 205, re-referred to the Committee on Rules. House Bill 247, Standards of Student Conduct. See referral, favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred. Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas committee substitute for House Bill 247, re-referred to the Committee on Rules.